Army reels off a first down, and the cadets got something to yell about. Army ball first and 10 in their own 35. As Glenn Davis, finding that he cannot get between the tackler and the sideline, just runs into the tackler, full bent, bowled him over. Here's a quick shovel pass this time, given to Rowan. The ball is fumbled. The ball is fine. Johnny Fallon, the right tackle of Notre Dame, I believe, fell on that ball, and I think it's a Notre Dame recovery. Hang on. I think Notre Dame recovered on the Army 34-yard line. They're pulling off players one by one. Referee hasn't signaled yet exactly what it is. It's Notre Dame's ball. Not only a team that is not only great, but has risen to great heights to thwart four scoring opportunities that Notre Dame has had, mainly thanks to fumbles by Army and recoveries by Notre Dame, now finds themselves back in a hole and once again must try to put their shoulder to the wheel and stop a Notre Dame team, which is determined to try and take advantage of one of these breaks and go over. Notre Dame has the ball first and 10 on the Army 34. Red Sitko is back in at right halfback. Billy Goffers goes out. Rick Rowan goes out at right halfback. Billy West comes in. It's Rowan who made that fumble for Army. Notre Dame ball first and 10 on the Army 34-yard line. Lujak calling these signals. Johnny Lujak gives it on the line. Bunker Red Sitko. Sitko into the center of the line and no gain. Red Sitko, right halfback. Emil Sitko, nicknamed Red. Of course, you'd never guess why. It just happens that he has red hair. 5'10", weighing 185 out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Favorite pastime is pitching horseshoes. Notre Dame ball, first and 10. Or rather, excuse me, second and 10 on the Army 34-yard line. Lujak again. Lujak on the cross, bucking in Terry Brennan. Brennan drives to the 32-yard line for a gain of about 2 yards on that play. He's brought down by Joe Steffi and Jim Enos. Gain of 2 yards on the play. It will be third down coming up now. 8 yards to go, and Army's defense is automatically stepping back. There goes Tucker back. There goes Davis back. They smell that Mr. Lujak's going to throw a pass at him. Third down, 8 yards to go. Score Army nothing. Notre Dame nothing. 4 minutes to play in the third period. The Yankee Stadium, temperature in the 50s. The sun beaming down. White clouds and a blue sky. Lujak calling these signals. He's right down behind the center. It's Johnny back for the forward pass. Cocks his arm back. Looks for the man. There goes a long Notre Dame pass all the way down to the 10-yard line. Intercepted by Arnold Tucker of Army. He takes another 10 up to the 15, the 20, up to the 25, stays on his feet, crosses the 30, gets up to the 37, and it's Army's ball, first and 10, on their own 42-yard line. Arnold Tucker, a brilliant quarterback, saves the day for Army. He went high into the air. Pulled that one right into his tummy and raced back up the field with it. Thrown by Lujak, caught by Arnold Tucker of Army. A beautiful block thrown by Blanchard enabled Tucker to get started. Army ball first and 10 on their own 42. They seem to have pep now. Billy West in motion this time. Ball is given to Blanchard. Blanchard bowls his way down to the 50, stays on the 3, down to the 45. He's finally knocked out of bounds all the way down on the Notre Dame. Notre Dame 37-yard line. Blanchard stays on his feet and keeps going to the Notre Dame 37-yard line and listen to the stadium. Complete inflection of the game is changing rapidly. A Notre Dame team, which seemed to have the situation well in hand, now finds itself with its back to the wall. Just as a few moments ago, Army's back was up against its wall. Army, thanks to a pass interception by Tucker on the 10, runs it up to the 42. Blanchard pulls his way between left tackle and left guard for 23 yards as he runs it down to the Notre Dame 37-yard line. And there are 3 minutes and 15 seconds of playing time remaining in the third period. And now Notre Dame has their back against the wall. And for the first time this afternoon, the Army team is beginning to look like the Army team of old. That Blanchard run was exactly the way Blanchard has been running against Michigan, against the teams that they've been piling up scores on. West Virginia 13, Fordham nothing in the first period. At the halftime, Penn State 20, Temple nothing. At the half, Maine 21, Bowdoin 14. At the half, Harvard 14, Dartmouth 7. At the first period, Boston University nothing, New Hampshire nothing. In the first period, Williams nothing, Wesleyan nothing. In the first period, Michigan 14, Michigan State nothing. At the halftime, Duke 6, Wake Forest nothing. In the first period, Pittsburgh nothing, Ohio State nothing. In the first period, St. Bonaventure 7, Bowling Green, nothing. There's an interesting score. St. Bonaventure is coached by Huey DeVore, who coached Notre Dame last year. St. Bonaventure, 7, Bowling Green, nothing. First period score, Brooklyn College, nothing. Kings Point, 7. And here's the last score, first period score, Holy Cross, 7, Colgate, nothing. Jack Ray is in at right tackle, replacing Joe Steffi. And the interesting fact of Ray being in for Army, he's the kicking specialist. He can boot field goals from almost any position. So should they need him, they've got him. Here's Glenn Davis trying to go to the center of the line, and he gains 2 yards. Glenn Davis on an off-tackle smash goes to the 35, and he's knocked down on the 35 by Johnny Lujak. Lujak comes up to make the tackle. And it is now second down, 8 yards to go. Army's ball on the Notre Dame 35-yard line with 3 minutes of playing time remaining in the third period, and it's a scoreless tie. Ashbow, right halfback of Notre Dame, replaces Billy Gompers. Pep Pinelli comes in at fullback. Jimmy Miller goes out. Here is Lujak, or rather, excuse me, Tucker. Tucker giving it to Blanchard, and Blanchard moving over his own right side. That was an attempted quarterback sneak with Tucker finding no hole whatsoever. With his back up against a brick wall, he shoveled it over to Doc Blanchard. Blanchard picked up 2 yards, and it is now third down and 6 yards to go. Army playing smart football, and one man has stopped there, lateraling to another, shovel passing it out. He handed it off to Blanchard that time. It is third and 6. The defense is deep for a pass. Tucker's back. And the forward pass completed. It's completed to Fulbert. Fulbert takes it all the way down to the 20-yard line. And Fulbert carries it down to the Notre Dame 20-yard line. And it's Army ball, first and 10 on the Notre Dame 20. This is the deepest Army's been all day. Notre Dame's going a 7-man line at him now. Trying to get through and rush the ball carrier or rush the passer. Tucker calling these signals. Waiting for the man to be in motion. Arnold Tucker shovels the pal back. Davis. Davis is fading back and throwing an Army pass. There's an Army pass out of the goal line. Intercepted by Notre Dame. Ashbow intercepted for Notre Dame on the 5. It's brought back to the 9. And it's Notre Dame's ball, first and 10 on their own 9-yard line. The Irish take over on their own 9. Notre Dame goes back into an immediate huddle. And a scoring look for a moment like it's good. In four plays, came all the way from the own 10 to the Notre Dame 20. That scoring opportunity has gone up into thin air. That's Notre Dame ball, first and 10 on their own 9. Key formation, Johnny Lujak back. He flips it over to Terry Brennan. Brennan's cutting around the right side of the line. He's up to the 10-yard line, up to the 15-yard line, up to the 20-yard line, up to the 25, up to the 30. And he is finally running out of bounds on the 30-yard line. Wisconsin, 6-foot-tall, 170-pounders, cut around his own right end, started on the 9 and wound up on the Notre Dame 30. Oh, don't count either of these teams out. A minute and 5 seconds remaining to be played in the third period. Score is nothing to nothing. Notre Dame on the rampage. Billy Gompers comes in at right halfback. Ashbow goes out. Here's a quick opening play. The ball being given to Billy Gompers. Gompers comes from the 30 to the 33. He's hit down very hard on a low tackle by Billy West, right halfback of Army. And it will be second down coming up now, 7 yards to go. Ray goes out of the game. Joe Steffi comes in at left guard for the Cadets. 45 seconds remaining in the third period. A game which has kept this huge crowd literally spellbound. Here comes Notre Dame out of the huddle very quickly now. Johnny Lujak calling the signals out of the Notre Dame T formation. It's an orthodox T. Nobody's in motion. A balanced line. Now in motion is Billy Gompers. Ball is given on the crossbar to Pop Pinelli. Pinelli goes into the center of the line. He may have picked up 2 yards. That's about all. But so beautiful was that decision, a deception by Pep Pinelli, that Billy Gompers was tackled by Goble Bryant, the right tackle of Armour. And when Mr. Goble Bryant tackled Gompers, Gompers turned around to him and said, "Look, sonny, I haven't got the ball. What are you tackling me for?" Beautiful deception on that play. Actually, Fulbert stopped the play. Here comes Notre Dame out of the huddle very quickly. Wonderful deception. There's only 6 seconds remaining in this period. This will be the last play of the period. In motion is Terry Brennan. Lujak back. He throws a pass out to Brennan. Brennan takes it in the lateral. He's up to the 35. Gets across the 40. Gets up and is knocked out of bounds on the 44-and-a-half-yard line. Brennan goes to the 44-and-a-half, and there's another first down for Notre Dame as the third period ends. Score is Notre Dame nothing. Army nothing. And the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame have clawed their way, literally clawed it. All the way from their own 9-yard line, they've come up the field to the Notre Dame 44-yard line with Billy Gompers of Notre Dame, a halfback who started as a relief man doing yeoman service both on the offensive and on the defensive. Incidentally, some of these Notre Dame boys are not as heavy as you might think. Sitko weighs 185, Terry Brennan weighs 175. Livingston weighs 175. McGurk weighs 195. McMillo's the heaviest man, weighing 197. Here's some more scores. Uh-oh, with time out, I think we better have a station break. We're just about to start the fourth and final period, and from the Yankee Stadium in New York, we pause for station identification. Back to the Yankee Stadium, ladies and gentlemen. It's just about time to start the fourth and final period of the Army-Notre Dame football game. The National Broadcasting Company sending it your way. This is Bill Stern speaking, and the score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. And now Notre Dame has the ball, first and 10 on their own 44-yard line. Blue Jack calling his signals out of a T formation with a balance line. He gives it on the crossback to Terry Brennan. Brennan plows across the 45, reaching the 47 for a gain of 3 yards on that play. He was stopped by Joe Steffi and Tommy Hayes. Gain of 3 yards on the play. It will be second down, 7 yards to go. Notre Dame's ball on their own 47-yard line. And this stadium is literally jam-packed. Barney Poole is out at left end. Tommy Hayes is in. Jerry Cowley comes in at left halfback. Terry Brennan goes out. That's a change for Notre Dame. All right, time to play football again. Johnny Lujak fakes to go back to throw a forward pass. He fumbles the ball. The ball is picked up by Doc Blanchard. Blanchard's racing down the sideline. And he steps out of bounds on the Notre Dame 42-yard line. And once again, the ball changes hands. And it's Army's golden opportunity. As Army has it on the Notre Dame 42, first and 10. Blanchard, left half side of Army, went high into the air, picked that fumble up. It was skidding through the air. And Blanchard recovered in the time. He's ball, first and 10. Notre Dame had a golden opportunity a moment ago. Army had an even better one just 2 moments ago. Now Army's got a third one. Each side getting going when they get that ball. Army's ball, first and 10 on the Notre Dame 42. Key formation, Arnold Tucker. In motion is Davis. Ball is given on a quick flip pass out to Glenn Davis. Davis takes the bug on the 45, gets to the 40, and he's knocked down on the 39-yard line. Davis picks up 4 yards. Glenn Davis, fullback of Army, running out of the fullback position at the moment in the T formation. Actually, he is a wingback, but he runs out of the middle of the T, which is where the fullback normally belongs. The right halfback spot out of the Army T is Billy West, and the left halfback spot is Doc Blanchard. Right down behind center calling the signals is Arnold Tucker. Gain of about 4 yards on that play. It'll be second down coming up, 6 yards to go. There are 14 minutes of playing time remaining in this game. The score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. And the Cadets are threatening. They're down on the Army 38-yard line. It's Tucker back for the forward pass. He throws an incomplete. Hank Folberg right end was the man for whom that was intended. And Folberg could not get it. Hank Folberg, Army's right end. 6'1", weighs 200 pounds, out of Dallas, Texas. He's one of the three Dallas players on the squad. He's earned 2 letters in football. I believe he also plays lacrosse. And I think he plays basketball, unless I'm very much mistaken. Major Bob Brigham, my Army spotter, says he does. Time to continue playing football. Army has the ball on the Notre Dame 38-yard line. And it is now third down, 6 yards to go. Mr. Bobby Skoglund is running on the playing field, and as Dave Warner of Notre Dame points out, he is going in at the moment at left end. There he goes. So put Mr. Skoglund in at left end. Arnold Tucker at quarterback. He fakes the throw pass. Instead, he gives it to Glenn Davis. Davis tries to power his way right through the center of the line. George Sullivan, the right tackle of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, the man who stopped him and stopped him on the Notre Dame 36-yard line. And it is now fourth down, 4 yards to go. Army's ball on Notre Dame 36. And believe me, if they got any tricks in their bag, they'll pull them out right now. Anything up their sleeve, because they may never get this close again. There are 13 minutes of playing time remaining in this game. Score is nothing to nothing. Army has the ball on Notre Dame 36-yard line. And if there's any tricks that Blake has been saving, here it comes. Army's ball, fourth down, better than 4 yards to go. A reverse crossbuck with Davis giving it to West, back to Blanchard, and back to Davis. Four men carrying the ball in the backfield, and I don't think they made a first down. Davis was the ultimate man who carried that ball. He reached the Notre Dame 34-yard line. I think he missed a first down by approximately a yard and a half. Let's see whether he did or whether he didn't. The line sticks are being brought in. This is very close. That was a triple reverse worked in the backfield. It is Notre Dame ball. They take over. First and 10 on the Irish 34-yard line. Neither of these teams willing to give away the other anything. So what looks like a great scoring opportunity for the unbeaten Cadets from West Point, who have won 25 consecutive games. They haven't been beaten in the last 2.5 seasons. There's a running play on Notre Dame. It's shoveled out to Jerry Cowley. Cowley coming out of the center of the line. He's trapped behind the line of scrimmage. He is knocked out of bounds. Army Notre Dame 24-yard line. On the 24, a loss of 10 yards on that play. Jerry Cowig, left halfback of Notre Dame, is running out of bounds on the 24-yard line by Sheldon Biles, left tackle of Army. And he is pulled right out of the game, and Terry Brennan is put in his place. One very lovely lady listening to this football game out in South Bend, and I assure you, with her heart in her throat, thinking of other Army-Notre Dame games, Mrs. Knute Rockney. Key formation this time. Johnny Lujak calling these signals. He's back for the pass for the Fighting Irish. He throws it, and it is not good. Intended this time for Mr. Kozakowski, the new right end of Notre Dame, or Billy Gompers, both racing down the right sideline. Ball is thrown so far over their heads, they knew that if they did catch it, they'd be out of bounds, so neither one raised their arms or made a try for the ball. Incomplete. Third down coming up, 19 yards to go. Loss of almost 10 yards on the first play, an incomplete pass on the second. Tommy Hayes is in it, left end for Army. George Cannon, Connor rather, comes in at right tackle, replacing George Sullivan. That's for Notre Dame. Deployed out wide to the right is Terry Brennan. He's out on a flat. 2.5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, 15 yards out wide. Ball is given him an end around. Billy Gompers carrying the ball. He's up to the 25-yard line, up to the 30-yard line, and he's just up to the 30. Billy Gompers, I believe we called it an end around. It's a right halfback and a wide swinger out, taking it away from Johnny Lujak, who faded back on a fake pass. Lujak faking the pass, giving the ball to Gompers. Gompers going back to the 30 and picking up some of the yardage, which was lost on the preceding play. Fulberg, right end of Army, refuses to let his end be turned, and he stops the play. Fourth down, 14 yards to go. Notre Dame ball. And Notre Dame is going back into a punt formation with Lujak standing back on the Irish 20-yard line. Tucker and Davis are back in safety position on the Army 35. Let's see where the kick goes to. It's fourth and 14. It's a low pass, but the kick gets up in the air. It's not as good a kick as he kicked earlier. Ball is coming across the midfield stripe down to the Army 43-yard line. And will go down on the 43, a dead ball. It'll be Army's ball, first and 10. Army takes over first and 10 on their own 43-yard line. With 11 minutes of playing time remaining in the fourth and final period of the football game from the Yankee Stadium, the score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing, and Army has the ball first and 10 on their own 43, and Army asks for timeout. Here's some scores of other games. First period, Navy 6, Georgia Tech nothing. Halftime score, Yale 21, Brown nothing. First period, Florida nothing, Georgia nothing. Here's some more scores coming in all the time. Here's a first period score, North Carolina nothing, William and Mary nothing. A halftime score, Pennsylvania 27, Columbia nothing. A halftime score, Syracuse 7, Cornell nothing. The first period score, Massachusetts State 7, CCNY nothing. A halftime score, BMI nothing, or BMI 20, Furman nothing. A halftime score, NYU 6, Lehigh 3. First period score, Rochester nothing, Vermont nothing. Here's a halftime score, Rutgers 20, Lafayette nothing. First period score, Rensselaers 6, Amherst nothing. And a halftime score, Virginia 20, Princeton nothing. Those are all scores of outside ball games. Score of this particular game is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. And changed at the moment is Mr. Joe Steffi of the left guard of Army, who is coming to the sidelines and getting a well-deserved round of applause as he does. He's being replaced by Jack Ray. They call automatic Ray at West Point because he's in for the extra points and he generally makes them good. Army's backfield is Billy West at right halfback, Tucker at quarter, Davis at full, and Blanchard at right at the left half. Army takes over now, first and 10, and it is Army's ball on their own 43-yard line. We have 11 minutes and 30 seconds of playing time remaining in a scoreless tie. Barney Poole comes back in at left end, and Tommy Hayes goes out. Time to play football again. Arnold Tucker calling these signals out of the T formation. Tucker takes the ball. He shovel passes it to Davis. Davis worms his way through the center of the line. He crosses the 45, gets to the 47, and he's stopped on the 47 by Johnny Mastrangelo, the right guard of Notre Dame. And it will be second down coming up, 5 yards to go. A gain of 5 yards on the play. Army's ball on their own 47-yard line, 3 yards shy of the midfield stripe, and the ball is resting midway between the two sideline stripes. Here comes Army out of the huddle very quickly now. They want to get a score if they possibly can. Arnold Tucker calling these signals. He gives it on a quick flip lateral. This time to Blanchard. Blanchard has stopped as he hits the center of the line, and I don't think there's a gain of anything on that play. Billy Fisher, left guard of Notre Dame, is the man who stopped him. No gain. Third down, 5 yards to go. Billy Fisher, nicknamed Moose, weighing 225 pounds out of Chicago, standing 6 feet 2, majoring in physical education, hopes to become a coach. What do you think he likes least in life? Being awakened in the morning. Well, that would go for a lot of us. Army's ball. It is third down. 5 yards to go. Army has the ball on their own 47-yard line. In motion this time is Glenn Davis. Tucker's calling these plays. Arnold Tucker back for a pass for Army. Throws it out to Davis. Davis catches it on the Notre Dame 45. He's knocked down on the Notre Dame 44. And it's a first down for the Cadets. Army ball, first and 10 on the Notre Dame 44-yard line. Once again, Army is getting a chance to score if they can keep driving. They took over on their own 42. They've come up the field now. This drive started on the 42. They have it now on the Notre Dame 44. First and 10. There's a running play this time with Billy West powering his way into the center of the line. He found very little opening. The buck was unsuccessful. He drove through, found a bit of a wedge, and thrust his shoulders through for perhaps a gain of 1 yard, but no more. George Sullivan, the right tackle of Notre Dame, is the man who brought him down. Notre Dame seems to fear far more those tosses, the heaves, the passes, the throws of Glenn Davis or of Tucker than they do the line smashers of Blanchard at the moment, because they're playing their defense deep. They seem to say, we'll give you 3 yards, but we want to stop those passes if we can. And here's a pass that's knocked down right in its tracks. There's a wild roll for the ball. George Sullivan, right tackle of Notre Dame, falls on that ball, but I think it'll be ruled an incomplete forward pass. Arnold Tucker was trying to throw a pass. Just as he got it out of his mitt, it was batted down by Georgie Connor, left tackle of Notre Dame. And George Sullivan fell on that ball for what looked like it might be a Notre Dame recovery, but actually it's a dead ball once the pass is incomplete. Sullivan, man who completed that play, 6 feet 3 inches tall, out of East Pole, West, East Walpole, Massachusetts, weighing 210 pounds. It is now third down, still 10 yards to go. And it is Tucker to Davis. Davis going back to throw an Army pass. There goes a long pass up in the air. It is intercepted. Intercepted by Army and then dropped. Army ball carrier, or rather by Notre Dame, Emil Sitko, goes high in the air, intercepts it on the 10-yard line, then drops it. He drops it. Johnny Lujak falls on it back on the 10-yard line. Sitko intercepted that on the 10. It got away from Sitko. It went rolled back to the Notre Dame 5 where Johnny Lujak fell on it. It is Notre Dame's ball, first and 10 on the Notre Dame 5-yard line. So the ruling on the play is, it was a pass interception followed by a fumble. They ruled that Sitko had possession of that ball and that he dropped it after he had possession of the ball and it was recovered. Then it becomes anybody's ball and it was recovered by Notre Dame's Johnny Lujak. So it's Notre Dame's ball, first and 10 on their own 5-yard line. Ball is given on the line plunge this time to Brennan. Brennan goes from the 5 approximately to the 7-yard line and then is hit so hard on the tackle by Sheldon Biles that he's driven all the way back to the 3-yard line. But nevertheless, the forward motion of the ball was stopped on the 7, so it's a gain of 2 yards. It is Notre Dame's ball, first, or rather second, and 8 on their own 7. Billy Fisher, left guard of Notre Dame, is slightly injured on that play. Notre Dame's Billy Fisher, injured on the play. He's the boy we were talking about a moment ago, standing 6'2", nicknamed Moose, weighing 225 out of Chicago. He's the boy who doesn't like to be awakened in the morning. Right at the moment, he is not off in the land of dreamland, but he's not far from it. He was really hit hard. Wind was knocked out of him. He's back on his feet now. 225-pounder. He's reeling around in the end zone like a drunken man. He's going to be taken out of the game. He had all the wind knocked out of him. But if his parents are listening in, he's dog-trotting over to the sideline so the boy is not hurt. Listen to the hand he gets. Diego goes in his place, replacing Bill Fisher, injured on that last play. Olivia Stotson comes in at quarterback, replacing Arnold Tucker for Army. It is Notre Dame's ball, second and 8 on their own 7-yard line. Notre Dame in that T formation. Danny Lujak calling his signals. Notre Dame's got his back up against the wall now. Lujak hands it on the crossback to Emil Sitko. Sitko runs it up to the 10-yard line, crosses the 10, falls forward to the 11. A crossback, Lujak to Brennan, faking to give it to Brennan, not giving it to Brennan, giving it to Sitko. Runs the ball up to the 11-yard line. It'll be third down coming up now, 5 yards to go. And between 4 and 5, and there are 8 minutes of playing time remaining to be played in this football game. Ball is resting on the Notre Dame 11-yard line. It is Notre Dame's ball, and the score is Notre Dame nothing, Army nothing, on a game which has watched these two teams battle on semi-even terms all afternoon long.